Signs of a battle between gangs near the National Palace were evident in downtown Port-au-Prince, Haiti's capital, as families fled the city in terror. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. On Saturday, a woman lay in the street with a gunshot wound to her leg, hit by a stray bullet while police exchanged gunfire with gang members to clear the neighborhood. Police armed with assault rifles nervously patrolled the area in armored vehicles on streets covered with bullet shells from the previous night's battle on Champ de Mars, where the National Palace and many government buildings are located. In another nearby neighborhood, Carrefour Fueli, the few remaining families hurried to leave their homes after last night's battle. They carried their children and belongings in plastic bags, joining another 15,000 people displaced since violence intensified on the 29th of February. They headed to shelters in schools or any other safe place to spend the day, likely many more days and nights, as there doesn't seem to be an end to the violence soon. Meanwhile, Caribbean leaders have called for an emergency meeting in Jamaica with the United States, Canada, and France on Monday to seek a way out of spiraling gang violence in Haiti. Members of the CARICOM regional trade bloc have been trying for months to get political actors in Haiti to agree to form an umbrella transitional unity government. Representatives from Brazil and the UN have also been invited to Monday's emergency meeting. In a statement by the Guyanese president, Irfan Ali, acting as chairman of the Caribbean community, said that the situation on the ground remains dire and is of serious concern to us. It is unclear whether Haiti's Prime Minister Ariel Henry will be in Jamaica. Henry had traveled to Kenya to push for the UN-backed deployment of a police force from the East African country to fight gangs in Haiti. Henry, who is facing calls to resign or form a transitional council, remains unable to return home. He arrived in Puerto Rico on Tuesday after failing to land in the Dominican Republic, which borders Haiti. Widespread gang violence has plagued Haiti for nearly 3 years, particularly after the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse in July 2021 deepened political instability in the Caribbean nation. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.